Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very special story about a very simple Jew. Now, you may know that generally we try to tell stories that have to do with a tzaddik. Not always, but usually. And the reason for that is that a story of a tzaddik has a very special quality. In fact, telling the story of a tzaddik is a segula, which means it's fortuitous. It brings good mazel, good things to those who tell the story and those who listen to the story. And it applies to the story of any tzaddik, and it applies to the story which is told at any time of the day or night, any day of the week. And the blessing which it brings is in all areas. So to tell a story of a tzaddik brings blessing to all those who hear it and tell it, no matter when it's told, and blessings in all areas. And any tzaddik, any holy person, any Jewish holy person is in this category of tzaddik, if they are truly a tzaddik, meaning a person who is actually above having an evil inclination. In any case, today we're not going to tell a story of a tzaddik. We're going to tell a story of a very simple Jewish person. His name was El Yosef, and this story happened very recently. El Yosef was an artist, and he loved to make art on big outdoor spaces, on signs and sides of buildings and so forth. This was apparently his specialty. And in Israel, unfortunately, there are many bomb shelters. Well, it's fortunate that we have them, but it's unfortunate that we need them. But especially in the southern part of Israel, there are cities such as Sderot, which for years, for many years, have received many, many missiles from our enemies, our evil enemies, who are always trying to kill Jewish people, unfortunately. And so there has to be these bomb shelters where people can be safe from bombs and missiles. Now, since these bombs and missiles are coming from a very short distance away, only a few miles, therefore, it's quite often that a person will only have 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds in between the time that the siren begins wailing, making noise, until the bomb or the missile hits, God forbid. And therefore, one has to quickly run to a shelter. There has to be a lot of shelters near where people live. And therefore, the Israeli government began to build these small shelters and put them in many, many, many locations. They were very, very strong buildings. They were, I guess, made of steel and concrete, and they could withstand a very powerful explosion and keep the people inside safe. But, of course, when you are in such a shelter, say you have to be there for a while, it's not so pleasant. Just cement walls. And they don't look so pleasant on the outside also. And so this artist, El Yosef, decided that he would start painting these shelters. I don't think he got paid for it. I think he just wanted to do it to help out his fellow Jews, so that instead of looking like ugly, scary buildings, they would be beautiful buildings on the outside. And instead of just being ugly, blank walls for the people who were inside hiding from the missiles, trying to be protected from the missiles, so of course everyone was scared, there would be beautiful scenes inside. There might be scenes of children playing, or flowers, or whatever. Nice, beautiful things. Landscape, ocean, lakes, mountains. Just beautiful, beautiful pictures. Many colors. And very, very, very beautiful, uplifting pictures which make people feel happy. That was his intention. And he painted many, many of these bomb shelters. Many. I don't know exactly how many. But it sounds like he painted, I don't know, maybe 100, maybe more than 100, but many of them. Then came October 7th, 2023, which was a very, very sad day. It was Simchas Torah, but it was supposed to be a happy day, but it turned out to be a very sad day because we were attacked in a terrible, vicious, horrific, cruel way, in the cruelest way possible. Some people have called it a miniature Holocaust. It was so terrible. And there were many, many people that were running and looking for bomb shelter and looking for a place to hide. We're at this big concert, and other people from in many places in Israel. And many of them didn't make it to the bomb shelters. But the problem was that there were many terrorists all over. And how could the people in the bomb shelters get help? So some of them had phones, and they would sometimes call the police or the IDF and say, we're in a bomb shelter, and please come and help us. There's terrorists outside. Please come and help us, save us from these terrorists that are running all over Israel at that time, unfortunately, in many areas. So the policeman or the IDF would say, well, where are you? What's the address? And the people would say, I don't know. I don't even live around here, and I was just running. I don't know the address. I'm just in a bomb shelter. Well, how can we know where your bomb shelter is? So the people would say, well, it's a bomb shelter that has such and such picture on the outside or such and such picture on the inside. So somebody got the idea, wait a minute, there is one person who might know where that bomb shelter is. And they quickly called El Yassaf, and they told him that there's somebody in such and such a bomb shelter that's painted with this and this picture on the inside or the outside. Where is that person located? So Yosef said, oh, I know, that one is, and he was able to tell the exact address because he painted all these pictures and he knew. And so whenever these people were calling the army or the police and saying, I'm trapped in this shelter, I need to be saved, or we need to be saved, can you please come and save us? And they would say, where are you? Well, they would just put them on the phone with El Yassaf, and they would describe the painting that was on the inside of the bomb shelter or the outside of the bomb shelter. And El Yassaf would then tell the IDF where that bomb shelter was located, and they would send out soldiers or police to save the people. And in this way, many, many Jewish people were saved from the terrorists. So look at this. Here is a simple Jew. He was just trying to make people's lives a little bit nicer, that when they were in this scary situation of having to run to a bomb shelter, there would be at least a nice, beautiful picture on the outside or the inside, or maybe both. And that was his idea, just that people should be a little bit happier, even though they were in a terrible situation. But in the end, it turned out that he saved many, many people's lives. Because many of these people could only be saved by the IDF or the police. And the only way these police or IDF found them was that they were able to tell what the painting was on the outside or the inside. These were people that had run and run and didn't know exactly where they were. They were not from that area. And this was the only way they could be identified. This way their lives were saved. So this story teaches us that we never know how great a good deed may be. We never know how great something might be that we accomplish when we're trying to help another Jew, or maybe even a person just in general. And so it's very important for us to do acts of goodness and kindness. And as far as what it's going to actually accomplish in the long run, only Hashem knows this. But our job is to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and to do acts of goodness and kindness, whether we're talking about the seven commandments of the children of Noah for Noahites, for non-Jewish people, or whether we're talking about the 613 commandments for the Jewish people, but to constantly do more and more of these acts of goodness and kindness and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, and what it will actually accomplish, who knows? It could accomplish much, much more than we realize. In fact, even one mitzvah, even one good thought, speech, or word, or deed can actually tip the entire scale of good and bad and bring the entire world to the redemption. May it happen immediately. And thank you very much for joining us. And also a big thank you to our friend Anthony Martin, who has sponsored many of these stories. More about that another time. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.